Coming up, defiance and soul in a young musician from Oxfordshire. But first, a different British import, a scavenger hunt for letterboxes. No, not the blue mailboxes of the Postal Service, but letterboxes. Little containers hidden all across the United States by devotees of an old English hobby. Letterboxers, and yes, they call themselves that, go to public places, discreetly hide the little containers, and then publish clues about where to find them on the Internet. Thomas Johnston is a letterboxer. He is a local Washingtonian who met us recently just across the street from the White House and described the etiquette of letterboxing.
You bring with you your own journal and your own personal stamp, and when you open up the letterbox, you find in the letterbox its journal and its stamp, often commemorating where you're at or something nice about nature or something. And you stamp your stamp in its journal to show that you've been there, and its stamp in your journal as a sort of a souvenir of where you've been and a passport of visas.
It sounds something like the hobby of orienteering.
It's very much like orienteering,
because you get a route on a map and
you have clues, you have a route on a map, you often use a compass. But unlike orienteering, you get a souvenir to take back with you.
To prove that you were there.
Yes.
Now, the clues. Where do you get the clues?
There's a website, letterboxing.org, where they publish the clues. And you see a list of letterboxes sorted by city and interesting names.
Now, you have actually placed a special box for us.
That's right.
You've produced a clue, which is a very literary description of this area where we are. It talks about the parades on Pennsylvania Avenue and some of the historical buildings around us. So, could we just follow the clue? It says to follow Pennsylvania Avenue, noting the number of columns on the building to the left. Shall we go?
Let's go.
I see at 1730 Pennsylvania Avenue, there are four green marble Doric columns.
One of the great aspects of letterboxing is to get you out there and to point out interesting things that you might not ordinarily see. You can walk up and down the street all the time and not notice these gorgeous marble columns over there.
And they are very pretty, you're right. Now look all around until you see the world across the avenue. The World Bank is across the avenue.
See any symbols of the world over there?
Yes, I see a globe, the emblem of the World Bank. There it is.
Okay. So are our next clues.
Line up the world with the 11th south side meter from the west corner of the park. Now we're trying this letterboxing thing in the middle of a city, but it didn't start in cities. I mean, the British founders of letterboxing did it a different way, right? They're not letterboxing around London.
Legend has it that a gentleman exploring the moors of Dartmoor was sitting by a pond and decided to leave his card in a jar hidden in a crack in the rocks, and left a note encouraging others to do so. Other people found it, left their cards, thought this was a cute idea to leave something of themselves and find something of other people, and it expanded, and people left more and more, and eventually the cards became rubber stamps, and they had to have clues to find them. It's said that to get some of the clues, you have to go into a certain pub and talk to certain people in order to find them. But when the hobby jumped over to America, they decided to create a website to publish the clues so that anybody could find them.
Okay, so shall we proceed? Are we ready to go again?
All right. You can walk down the hallway there.
So we're now on the north side of the park, and the object of the exercise is to line up the world symbol on the front of the building across the street with the 11th south side meter from the west corner of the park. Okay. Somewhere in these bushes I'm going to find a letterbox?
That's right. If you just dig in the bushes a little bit, you may find a film canister.
It's right here. I
Tapes
see it.
To a branch.
Fastened with Velcro. It has its own journal, and it's called Radio Days. Congratulations. You have discovered a letterbox. Please enjoy the contents and replace where found, hidden from view. Now, we are sitting just right around the corner
from the White House. Thousands of people come by here every day. Buildings are being torn down and built, as you can hear. But most people, it would never occur to them that there's this little tiny box that's hidden in a hedge on Pennsylvania Avenue.
And it's fun to find it there in the midst of all this, too. Sort of a secret, interesting thing to find.
So all that remains for us to do then is to stash this back in a bush. And that's the end of the process, right?
Being careful to put it back so that no one notices.
Thomas Johnston, thank you very much for doing all this.
Thank you for coming out. Thank you.